With her driving rock pulsing through Juba Stadium, South Sudan Beverages Limited SSBL Warriors took on Shalina Pharmaceuticals Shalina Sharks. And though the Brewers won 30-15, no one seemed to care because it was all in the name of charity and children. The charity, Confident Children Out of Conflict, or CIC, organized the game. CIC runs a children's home in Juba that provides food, clothes, shelter, and education for vulnerable children. CIC's Kathy Gerondai says aside from raising the much-needed funds, the game also intended to entertain needy children.
It means so good because these kids, they've grown up in the slums on the streets, and they're not used to meeting people like the ones who are here.
Sing for joy, O Africa, the Lord your God has...
Fan Juliana Ball says the charity game was a big success, and there should be more like it.
It's something that we don't really talk about a lot, working and living in Juba, and these kids are going to grow up. I don't know what their future is going to be, so I think it's something that we should start talking about and thinking about.
Kennedy Lodiong, a player for the South Sudan Beverages Limited Warriors, says the team hopes to expand rugby teams and games in South Sudan.
These are the beginning of the game in this country. We really want to improve and introduce this game in this country. In the future, we are forming a South Sudanese team whereby it will be full of South Sudanese only.
Like any other South Sudanese athletes, Lodiong believes they are capable of making a big splash on international scene. SSBL's Lois Peters agrees.
South Sudanese are blessed with very good genes. They are very big people, very sporty, very athletic, and they are very aggressive. So, and you need all three of those to play, to be good at rugby. So I think South Sudan will be wonderful at rugby if we can help establish rugby in maybe schools or club level.
Grenendai says at least $400 is needed each year to take care of each child. She hopes to raise money for at least 600 children. The number of street children is on the rise due to tens of thousands of returnees coming from Sudan. Grenendai says they are seeing increasing levels of poverty, especially among rural families. CIC says close to $3,000 was raised during the rugby game, and all of it will go to supporting the children's home. For VOA News, I am Mugume Devsuru Akarinj in Juba.